All right, let's get to some of this Falcons conversation, man. We've been talking about it throughout the show already. Obviously, a big win for the Falcons over the weekend, man. You go to Charlotte, you take care of business. Nobody is trying to downgrade what that means. All right, but I think...
Well, I heard a few people, but...
No, I mean in this conversation. Here's the way I feel about this. There are certain hurdles that good football teams go through throughout the year. There's your first big test, right? There's your first road test. There's just certain prove it style games where, hey, if we want to take the next step, we need to win this one. All right. And then mentally, I think fans kind of move on to the next step from there. So I think there was a lot of questions of, hey, we've had some last minute wins. There was some really, some craziness at the end of the Bucs game. Are we that good? Are we not that good? The next step is, can you go take care of your business? All right. And after you take care of business, then you look in the mirror and you say, well, we should have beat them. We should have beat them all along. So I think that this whole conversation we're having as part of the defense, the pass rush, the run game, it's part of the future. It's part of forecasting what this team can be down the road.
Can we talk about that before we talk about the pass defense versus
run
defense?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. It's your show.
Well, it's yours too.
Here. Yeah, I'm just
yours,
sitting here.
It's yours too.
Go ahead.
We're sharing. I figured I want to say something. How many times in the past few years, good team, bad team, doesn't matter, would – that game came down to the very end.
No doubt.
And I think one of the things that we've talked about, or we haven't maybe talked about enough this season, is how many close games we've played in the last 3 years before this regime took over that we lost.
Yeah.
We won some, but we lost a lot. And last year against Carolina is the exact type of thing that I'm talking about where – we lost that game against a bad team, and we don't know why, but we did. We lost that game in Carolina against a bad team, you can say, but we didn't, and it was multiple reasons. A, our defense did a good job of playing with a lead.
Yes.
B, our offense did a good job of playing with a lead where the four-minute offense.
Yes. I was actually gonna say they played like they didn't have the lead, like they needed to go get it aggressively. They were aggressively running the ball, but you're right. They were able to keep it on the ground.
Yeah, and that when it was 28-20 and you get the ball back on the AJ Terrell interception, you drive the field. And you score and you make it 35-20, you played with a lead.
Yeah.
That was so important. And I think we just skate over it because we say, well, maybe we should have beat them 40-something to 10, or we didn't lead the entire game, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, a wire-to-wire win in the NFL. So all those things, I just think that those are the positives. Don't make it a negative. In fact, it could have been 45-20. Clark Phillips just did a unselfish thing.
That's a good
Instead
point.
Of going back out there and risking injury to the rest of the defense, he said, I'm going to take a knee, take the pick to the 3-yard line, and we're going to go home about 2 minutes early.
Well, and to piggyback off that, there are times in the past few years that I would have sacrificed my firstborn to have back-to-back 30-point games. You know what I mean? Like, let's just call it what. And I love you, Ridge, if you're sitting in the car right now. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Daddy loves you. But there's just times in the last couple of years where you would have looked at it and said, back-to-back 30-point games. I would have slapped somebody's mama, not my own. But slap somebody's mama in order to get back-to-back 30-point games. You, if you're trying to find the negative, you'll find it, man. But you shouldn't look that hard, to your point.
You let a lesser team hang around until you didn't. And until you decided, like we talked about on Friday, that you were going to put your foot on their throat and stomp down real, real hard.
So the tunnel vision has changed. The expectations have changed. You crossed that hurdle that you weren't able to get over a year ago and beat the teams you're supposed to. All right, that's exactly what you did Sunday. So now we begin to kind of dissect what this team is in the future. I want to hear from Grady Jarrett here about his thoughts on the pass rush and the fact that this D-line, they can't stop working.
Man, we got to press. We got to work. We got to continue to work it. We got to work our rush moves, and at the end of the day, it's going to be nice when they come, but we can't get discouraged. We got to keep pressing, and that sounds repetitive. I've been saying that for the past couple weeks, but at the end of the day, when the dam break and the floods start coming in, we're going to run up those sacks. We're going to be glad that we never got discouraged. We're going to be glad that we didn't stop, and we're going to be glad that we got put in the more work, stay hungry, and believe to achieve things that we know we can do.
Grady Jarrett gives me the warm fuzzies on days like this, man. It's a little bit cold outside. He gives me the warm fuzzies. Does he not always make you feel good about the near future of this defensive line?
Well, he's a smart human being. He knows he doesn't overspeak. He's guarded, but he's not like right. Like he'll tell you the truth, but without giving you too much of the truth that scares you or makes you panic or say, "Well, why'd you say that?" He's not wrong. What he said is it's like I felt Matthew Judon did a good job of creating pressure. I thought he got held a few times that didn't get called. I thought Lorenzo Carter should have had a sack. I thought Caden Ellis could have had one. That said, go back to the offense 3 weeks ago. And 3 weeks ago, all we were talking about is can we score 30 points? Now we're complaining that we only scored 38.
Right.
And
my, how the turntables, as they would say in the office.
And I was asked a question yesterday when I did that hit, and they were like, hey, what They used the term about like the offense is kind of unlocked now, and I said, well, felt like there was a unification moment for this offense where the run game meshed with the passing game, and the quarterback meshed with his targets, and the pass protection meshed with the quarterback, and everything just it was like with you, and then the play calling and everything just unified as one. The defense has not gotten there yet. As well as they've played, they haven't. But when it happens, it's going to feel like a cheat code. Because the one thing you can't say about that Sunday's game was that we struggled offensively to move the ball. Because at
that's
point,
100% fact.
At no point, yeah, we had the first three and out, and I think there was one more at some point. But the reality of the situation was we moved the ball at will against Carolina and however we wanted.
Real quick, we got about a minute here. I want to throw this at you, though, because we just talked about and tweeted it out on the at 929 Morning Shift out on the X. What's more concerning for you moving forward for this team? Is it the pass rush or the run defense? Knowing the little bit we do, and we, you know, listen, we talk about turning the corner on Tuesday, 24-hour rule. You and I will continue to kind of watch film from this past weekend as we move towards Seattle this weekend. What's more concerning about you this weekend? Not long term, but just real quick, what's more concerning this weekend? Is it the run defense or the pass rush? Because I think I know where you're going.
It's the run defense still.
Wow.
It's still
really?
The run defense.
Because, even as little as this team runs the ball.
Because, well, they ran it like 20 times last week, and which is an anomaly for them because they are a pass-happy team. I think they ran it 7 the week before. But the reality is their rush defense is like 26th in the league. Their rush defense is worse than ours. And I'm telling you that to say you run the ball on them, right? And you possess time, you wear their defense out, don't give them a chance to get their run game established where they can do that to you. Because you can bet your ass they're saying the same thing about you, right?
Yep.
So don't let them do that because Geno is going to turn the ball over. He's got 6 touchdown passes this year. He's got 6 interceptions as well. Stop the run. Force Geno to beat you on third and long because he's going to give you the ball.